My name is Ed Frawley, and of course I own Learburg. This video, we just finished a project. It's one of the largest projects that we've done in many years, and it's a two-part project that we produced on training protection work with Michael Ellis.
So, I mean, is he around the house?
Uh-huh.
And does he have, like, toys to play with?
Yes. Yeah. No, so that's good. Like, I don't play with any of my dogs in the house, so... What happens is, when they're in the house, they have things that they can play with themselves, they can chew on. But if they try to engage me, I ignore them. And if they're, when they're puppies, if they're really playful, when every time I want to play, we go outside and I play with them, and then I bring them back in. And then when they're in the house, I just ignore them.
They play by themselves,
so they just lay down and chew on something or whatever, right? It's just me personally. I don't want them bugging me. And like Malinois are obsessive, compulsive dogs. So if you play with them in the house, they'll never leave you alone. Like if you start playing ball with them in the house or tug with them in the house, that's it. Every time you wake up in the morning, they'll be sitting there with a toy right by your head going like, ready? So I just do it all outside. So they all know, they'll try periodically, they'll come up and go and I just ignore them. And then they go, oh, well, he's not gonna play with me. And they learn to kind of leave me alone in the house and play outside. But I know I have lots of friends that don't care and they sit there and throw the ball down the hallway with their dogs, but their dogs, you have to put them up if you want them to leave you alone, because they'll never leave you alone. Like they're gonna sit there and go, come on.
It's hard easy to teach, have a dog that you can actually live with if you say, no, in the house.
Yeah. If you have a working line puppy, it's of any breed, it's much easier if they get some, you want them to be in your house, in your life, it's much easier if they get downtime right from the beginning, right? So I use X-pens a lot with puppies. So my big dogs are out. Like I give all the big dogs a bone in the living room, sit down with my book. I put the X-pen right there next to it. I put a bed in there for the puppy, and I throw a bone in there. Now the puppy feels like he's in the mix. The big dogs are all right there. He's not like confined in the other room, but he can't get to anybody. And pretty soon he's laying down chewing on his bone too, and the big ones are there. And he learns that there's chill time as well as active time, right? Again, if I start with a very driven puppy, and every time I take it out, it's high arousal interaction with me, that puppy never learns to relax, and every time they're out with me, they're jacked up, and then they can't just kick back. Like, so if I do the kennel thing where they're in a kennel and every time they come out, I want to play with them, then transitioning them to house dogs or to hangout is almost impossible. That's just their whole thing. They're emotionally conditioned to be aroused when they're around you, and they can't relax. So I start right from the beginning, assuming the puppy is a motivated puppy from motivated parents, that I start to teach them to relax as well as be active, so that they learn the places where they should be active and the places where they have to relax, and it makes them a lot easier to live with. I think one of the hardest things for people that are starting out in these things is it's hard to know, have a plan from the beginning. You know, you kind of have to know what you want your life with the dog to look like so that you can train for it. And lots of times people are so caught up in what they want the dog to do in the work that they're not sure on this end. And so they think, oh my gosh, every time my puppy wants to do something, it's a good thing. Like every time the puppy wants to play, awesome, I'm gonna make sure that he has plenty of drive. And so I encourage that all the time. And I used to do that too. Like, and I had a whole series of crazy dogs. They were awesome to work. I mean, they were great. They were certainly motivated. You went out, they were into you for sure. They did beautiful obedience, but God, they were a pain. They could never relax around the house. They'd never sit still. They would always bother you. They were just like constant, constant, constant. So at some point I sat out and said, I'm not doing this with the next one. The next one's gonna learn to be okay. And if you have a good puppy, they'll be okay. You know, as long as you're not beating them to make the rules around the house, they're gonna be all right. You know, you confine them when you can't deal with them. You take them outside to exercise them. You do judicious things to let them relax. Make sure they're with you at times when everything's not 100% miles an hour all the time. You have some relaxed time, some chill time, and then they're great. They settle, they learn to settle. And some of the craziest dogs I've had in the work are the mellowest dogs in the house. So his aunt, my old female, is bonkers in the work. I mean, she's a berserk. She's the craziest bite work dog I've ever had in 20 some years. She's the most intense bite work dog I've ever had. And she's a couch potato at home. Like if you step outside, she never stops moving. You step out the door, she'll pick something up and she's going. You come inside, she'll lay there for 12 hours straight, not move. She's like, all right, nothing's happening in here. It's nice. So it can happen that way, but you condition it.
I went out to California a number of years ago and I filmed this at Michael Ellis's school. Since then, a year or a year and a half ago, Michael closed that school. So this two-week course, which I came back and we edited, I think we have close to 300 hours of editing time in putting this together. And there's 753 short videos in this course. And as I go along, I'm going to pull videos out of these 753 and release them on YouTube so that people can see the quality of information that we've put together here. If you're new to bite work, if you want to learn how to control your dogs in a very high level of anxiety, this is a course that's going to teach you an awful lot. If you're a professional dog trainer, and I don't care who you are as a professional dog trainer, you're going to learn something from this course. It is really, really good. But in the meantime, you can go to learburg.com and see all of the courses that we've produced since 1982. We've been in business for a long time. It's all we do. And there's good information for brand new dog trainers there.